right-wing Brit article. Fucking yokers. U.S. sends libertarianism to cleanse Somali government. 12 January 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for our news. Shithole Mogadishu, Tuesday, UNN reporting. The U.S. has carried out at least two airstrikes in southern Somalia, dropping informative libertarian texts on authoritarian fighters who the U.S. says include members of an Al-European cell linked to the 1998 embassy bombings in East Africa on the recommendations of libertarian think tank the Cato Institute. Somalia is the only truly libertarian country in the world, where the curse of government has been almost entirely abolished and all citizens are free to engage in laissez-faire trade and interact in an atmosphere of enlightened self-interest without arbitrary maternalistic interference from authorities claiming governmental domain over the lives of inherently free, heroic individuals. American survivalists, techno-libertarians, objectivists, gun nuts, open-source programmers, and wired readers flocked to the country after the scourge of governmental brakes on societal progress was finally driven into the ocean in 1992. The recently deposed Margaret Thatcher lent her strong support to a society provably having the virtue of non-existence. The currently small infestation of transitional government, the Union of Authoritarian Parasites, says many feral civil servants were killed in the raid. The U.S. accuses the authoritarians of having links to the European Union, particularly the French, charges they replied to with long-winded obfuscation, misdirection, the deposition of several truckloads of dangerous documents, and the new threat of new taxes and an interim constitution. A Cato spokesman, P.J. O. Whiteman, confirmed that the U.S. struck the southern Somalian coast on Sunday and the target was the Al-European leadership believed to be in the area. Quote, Somalia is one of the most dangerous countries in the world. Hostile world power with weapons of mass destruction. The recent flooding that has left a third of a million people without shelter or fresh water having been an act of God, any temporal authority claiming to have a right or responsibility to demean the people's dignity and self-worth with welfare handouts must be dealt with immediately and conclusively. And the people left free to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and maintain their fierce independence as individual humans, the ultimate authority, unquote. Wow. Local authoritarian MP Abdulakir Haji Mahmoud Dagadanini said that 27 people, mostly civil servants, had been hit in a shower of Ayn Rand novels and had taken her early redundancy near Afmadaw. Quote, thousands of Somalis are caught between the rock and the hard place as they are in the middle of airstrikes. Ethiopian tanks and Kenyan soldiers who have blocked the border. They think Fountainhead Earth is the greatest thing they've ever read. Such characterization. They are threatening to become independent consultants and start posting to alt.libertarianism on Usenet if they can get a satellite phone connection. Unquote. The bombing is the first overt military action by the U.S. in Somalia since 1994, after 18 U.S. troops converted to socialism in Mogadishu. Tuesday's attack was carried out by an Air Force AC-130 converted with book-firing cannons that can work under the cover of darkness. In related areas of the conflict, Ethiopia's Prime Minister Meles Zenawi said that foreign publishers from Canada, Eritrea, Pakistan, Sudan, the United Kingdom, and Yemen have been captured in Somalia. European Commission Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solara says that the EU is ready to help deploy experienced bureaucrats in Somalia and casts doubt on the ability of the African Union to supply sufficient tea. And the U.S. says that it has sent an aircraft carrier to join three other warships off the Somali coast with extra copies of My Pet Goat. Has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.